I think the most common phrase that I hear when people talk about the saints is, I could never be a saint. People have their patron saints and saints that inspire them about their lives, and certainly it can be part of our life and our personal devotion, but the sentiment very often is, well, good for them, but I could never be a saint. Now, if you have ever thought that, let me give you a list of words to consider. Selfish, angry, lustful, murderous. These are the qualities that we all too often kind of see in us, the kind of things that would make us think, that's why I could never be a saint. How about a few more? Doubtful, afraid, scrupulous. These are the struggles that we face. There's really one word, I think, that sums up all of them. Human. This is our struggle. The fact is, we were made in the image and likeness of God, but these sins, they stand in the way. They prevent us from fully being who we are made to be. But the reason that I give you this list of qualities that are our struggle is that that same list of all of those negative qualities, all of those sinful behaviors, they also mark the life of our saints. Part of our problem with the saints is that we forget that they are human. We often don't realize that they had to overcome all of those struggles. What makes them saints is not that they were always perfect. It was that they faced the same human weaknesses that we face, but they show us a better path. There was a book I saw that came out not that long ago that tries to help us understand this reality. A book with the title, Saints Behaving Badly. And it highlights for us the fact that the saints that we admire had to overcome the same things that we face. So what is so amazing about them is that they overcame those human struggles. Now, All Saints Day that we celebrate today does capture all of that list of canonized saints, but it's important that we understand as well what the definition of a saint really is. The most basic definition of a saint is every person in heaven. The canonized saints are not the only people in heaven. They are just the ones that the church has held up and said, this is a public figure for us to admire, to identify as someone already in heaven praying for us. But there are countless other souls already in heaven. Family members of ours, people that we have sent on commending them to God. Today celebrates all of those people. It holds up for us what we should aspire to. Now, I want to give to you two more words. Two words that are essential for anyone who is a saint, whether they are canonized or not. Two words essential for us if we are ever going to get to heaven. Two things that have to be, or no one could be in heaven. The first word is redemption. And the second word is conversion. So redemption is the work of Jesus, because heaven was closed off to us because of sin, going all the way back to that original sin, the fall of humankind. The paradise that we were made for was closed off, and it could not be opened again until the work of redemption. Until Jesus comes, He lives and dies and rises. He accomplishes the work that we could not do on our own. And so heaven becomes opened up once again, possible for us in our journey of faith. And then the word conversion. Conversion is not a single moment in someone's life, even though people talk about that as a single moment when maybe they became Catholic or had a serious change in their behavior. But conversion really is ongoing. And conversion is the opening of our hearts to understand and to accept this work of Jesus. Redemption makes it possible, and conversion is our cooperation. A cooperation that we need to deepen as we go about our own lives. And so conversion must be ongoing. Conversion is how that list of bad qualities that I started with turns into love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is the list of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Conversion means that because we are cooperating with God, those fruits of the Spirit can be seen in us. And the more fully that we allow God to work in us so that those fruits are seen, the more we become like the saints whose model we are trying to follow. The mark of conversion for the saints is not that they reached a plateau and so now they were on their way. It's not that they overcame the struggle and put it behind them. It was that they persevered in the growth that is conversion all the way to the end. The struggle did not end because they were still human. But they developed a mindset and a lifestyle that became total dependence on Christ. The mark of a saint while they are still alive. Now that phrase, total dependence on Christ, is also a phrase that can cause people to kind of fall away again and say, this isn't possible for me. Because too often we think that total dependence on Christ means that I join a monastery or a convent, that I live a kind of life apart, and so that's something for certain professional religious, but not for me. But this is mistaken. We were made for this. Think of what Jesus did in the Gospels. He called followers to Himself. And when they came, He didn't say, okay, now live in this enclosure and abandon the world. What He said instead was, go into all the world and tell the good news. He sent them to live the faith that He had given them in the midst of the human struggle, the drama that is our lives. Now, over time, of course, there have been people who embrace this call by joining monasteries and convents, and those become places of announcing the good news in a unique way, but that's not the call for the majority of people. For the majority of people, it means complete dependence on Christ in the midst of the life that I am living. The good news that Jesus tells us is that with Jesus, your life can find its purpose and meaning. With Jesus, your family, your work, your friends, your hobbies, all can have deeper meaning. In the struggles that we face, we find strength. In the joys that we experience, there is greater awareness of God. Pope Francis holds up for us what this is all about. He highlights the fact that in our world today, too many things that we pursue leave us feeling empty. Too many times, accomplishments that we have finally reached turn out to be lacking. They don't do for us what we imagined that they would. And Pope Francis highlights this fruitless struggle that can happen in our lives, and so he points us in the direction of what it means to be a believer in Jesus. He says, those who accept His offer of salvation are set free. Set free from sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. Too many people feel this emptiness, feel alone, deal with sorrow. And he highlights for us that having a complete dependence on Christ, understanding that we have been redeemed, living our salvation, means freedom, even in the face of those struggles. Freedom does not mean the struggle ends. Freedom means that we know we are not alone and our effort is not empty. What Jesus offers is not some pie in the sky, some unattainable kind of thing. What Jesus offers is the way to navigate the challenge of this world in the midst of the struggle and still with joy. Conversion is discovering the real meaning of my own life. And that's what makes me a saint. So I want to end with some homework for you. November 1st marks this period of time that we kind of generically call the holiday season. But we should understand that at the heart of our holiday season is the celebration of our Savior's birth. Redemption is possible because He comes into the world born for us. And so during these months when many people feel the strain, during this particular year when we're not going to do many of the same things we might have done in the past, I want you to take some time and reflect. Reflect on what Pope Francis holds up for us. Ask yourself, where has there been sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness in my life? And how have I let Jesus bring me purpose, give meaning to my life, help me live in freedom? How has that happened for me? Because to understand those questions open our hearts to the power of redemption and brings us further along on the path of conversion. On this day that we celebrate all the saints, we should be clear. I am meant to be a saint. And so ask, what kind of conversion do I need right now?